Hey guys, it's Brittany. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening. This week's business of the week goes to Pretty in Purple Beauty Bar. So if you're in the Akron area and you're looking for a new hairdresser, one that can do pretty much anything, braids, sew-ins, silk press, kids hair, whatever you want, Pretty in Purple got you. So I actually have a personal experience with Pretty in Purple. And when I tell you, they're very professional. She'll get you in and out. I recently had some braids. I'm going to post the pictures of them. And I got in and out. I think I was only there for 4 hours. And that's 4 or 5 hours. That was the shortest I've ever set for braids. So they don't play around. They get you in and out. They also do kids' hair, and she's always running specials too. So she's actually running a back to school special now. So if you or your kids, you know, you want to get your hair done or you need somebody to do your kids' hair for school, Pretty in Purple is running a special right now, which I'm going to post. And the special is $140 for feed-in box braids. That includes hair and a shampoo. So that special won't last long. Go ahead and get that in. Or she's doing a 2-for-1 sew-in special, $160 for two people. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like a good deal to me. So go book your appointments at Pretty in Purple Beauty Bar. And that's Pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, in the letter N, Purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, on Facebook. Or you can also book on Instagram, Pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, underscore, capital N underscore PURPLEBEAUTYBAR. And that's on Instagram. And also on Instagram, you can look and see a lot of her work. She does a lot of things. So book your appointments today, especially since now school time is getting started up. And, you know, if you got multiple kids, I think she is also running a kids special. If you buy one, you get the other hairstyle half off. So a lot of specials going on. Go ahead and book with Pretty in Purple. So we're going to go ahead and move on to media. Me and Antoine is actually going to be doing we're going to be talking about a couple of things. So go ahead and listen in. We're going to move on to media. Okay. So media this week, I think we have a couple of things I want to talk about. Just stuff that I've seen on TV that I wanted to know how you felt. Not on TV, just on social media, TV, whatever. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion was a few weeks ago. And one of the things that they touched on was, you know, Rashida and Kurt. Kurt had a baby on Rashida. Kurt's baby mom was on the show. And, you know, Kurt and Rashida eventually got back together. So they're back together. They're so-called in a better place. Now, on the show, it showed this clip that Rashida was basically talking about how, I mean, I can't say what she said word for word, but basically she said that it was going to be, basically he a married man and that nothing was going to change. Even though he had this child, this side baby out of his, you know, during his marriage, she basically said that nothing was going to change. This is what you get for having a baby with a married man. But of course the baby mom, you know, she responded to it. She said that, none of it was real. It was just something that Love and Hip Hop came up with, but she said she didn't even have Kurt's number. She said that she didn't have no communication with Kurt basically. And I guess they were basically trying to make it out like she wanted him to be there 24/7.
But Rashida was like, no, that's not going to happen if you have, you know, this is what you signed up for, basically. So what you think about that? Like, basically, somebody who has a child with somebody who's married, do you feel like they...
I mean, we gotta start from step one. Step one, did she know she was married when she was fucking him?
Yeah. Okay. She did.
Okay, that's...
Because they were on TV for years.
Okay, okay. So that's... So she knew that they was married. But two, both of y'all niggas was irresponsible because how the fuck did you get a bitch you was fucking pregnant when you married?
Honestly, that's think...
That's irresponsible.
The girl young. All, she young. So I think she wanted old. That. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she wanted that.
He old as fuck. You should have realized, hey.
Yeah, he's
fucking,
done.
You fucking outside your marriage.
He's a fucking idiot.
You know, make sure you use the condom. Don't just be
fucking. He's an idiot. This is not the first time he did some shit like this.
Like, don't he got, like, kids as old as the baby mom?
Just about, basically. I'm not for sure exactly how old the baby mom is. But I know she a lot younger than Rashida.
Yeah, him too. But then again, if you choose to accept somebody back after they had a baby, if you want to work on your marriage and take somebody back and accept that, you got to accept what happened. I mean, you accepting what happened. Like, at the end of the day, that's not the kid's, the baby's fault. And if he choose to be around more or try to have communication with the baby mom to get shit situated, I mean, that's going to have to happen.
Well, honestly, I didn't really watch this season. I did, like, bits and pieces of it. And from what I saw, he didn't have a direct line of communication right. with the baby mom.
But that's the TV show, though. You don't know what was going on.
Well, yeah, just from on the TV. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you what I saw on the show. Basically, he didn't have a direct line of communication with the baby mom. Then they did a part where it was... he was supposed to not have a direct line of communication with her. They were going through his oldest daughter. They, you know, they would talk through her, but then I guess he had a line of communication with her on the show, and he got caught by Rashida. Rashida didn't know. Everybody else knew about him having this direct line of communication with her, and then Rashida was pissed off. And
but my thing is...
But when the baby mom responded to that, she said... She never had a direct line of communication with him.
Either way it go, if she did or if she didn't, like, you're going to have to communicate. You're going to have to line. Like, it's going to have to be communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't say, well, you can't communicate with her one-on-one because you married. I mean, at the end of the day, you got a kid with him.
Right. I kind of see it.
Unless that kid is of age, at least like 13 or 14, what they own means communication. Gonna have to talk to the mom,
and even then, I feel like you still got to talk to the mom at some point.
Occasionally,
even then, I feel like you still should communicate with the mom because, again, I mean, yeah, but there in that situation, it's a baby. I think the baby is like one or two.
It's a baby. You guys are gonna have to communicate.
But I kind of see it from both ways. Like
I don't even see it from other way because I think it's selfish. Because if you felt that way, you should have never accepted him back.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. I kind of see where she's coming from. But to me, it kind of sounded selfish on the show when she said, when she was like, you know, this is a married man. You think just because you had this baby, things are about to change between us was not. But it has to. That's a child being born. That's a life-changing thing, period. That's period. That's a life-changing thing. And like you said, she accepted him back, so it's like you gonna have to go with these life changes.
No, basically, you accept him back, you gotta take him back with all his baggage, right? Like, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, but it was a lot of people, you know, I was reading through the comments, a lot of people was like, oh, she right. I mean, but then again, it was like,
she can't be right because if you wanted to be like that, you shouldn't accept him back,
yeah.
That because the baby don't got nothing to do with that, so you shouldn't stop. Like, you shouldn't. That seems like you're holding a grudge against the baby being there.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Because no matter what you say, like, no child has to be here. So the child put in that situation, so you can't hold nothing against that child.
And she said, too, she was like, he never made you think that that's what was going to happen. I'm like, girl, you don't know what the fuck he made this girl think. Obviously, if she kept this baby when she found out she was pregnant and he didn't try and, you know, change the situation, he must have made her think something.
But then it could have been that. You really can't explain that because she could have just not you know, wanting to get rid of the baby.
Right, true. It could have been like that too, but niggas is just, ugh. But I think that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah. It was. It was fucked up when she, I mean.
I think it's fucked up when she said, like you said, I feel like she was kind of like angry about it, which, like I said, I can see from her why she would be sad. Like, she would be angry about that. But you never know why she even took him back. She could have took him back because she probably thought that if she would have left him, he probably would have went and went to be with her.
Well, then that's not a reason to go back. Go with, be with somebody, take somebody back because you don't want them to be with the other person. That's stupid.
But that's most of the time. Most of the time when it's like a love triangle, women stick around because they don't want to see that person with the other person.
That doesn't make sense. Like, you just stick because you don't want to see him with another person?
Well, with that person. Well, I don't know if it's another person. Or it could be like, you know, I've got this man to where I wanted him to be. Or he's been this man that I wanted for so long. And then I'm going to have to live life, basically, especially when there's kids involved, I have to live life seeing him with somebody else. But, I mean, that's just what I think. But who knows? But I do think that was kind of selfish of her to say that.
Yes,
it can. And she said that's what she was like, this is what you signed up for. Which, again, the girl didn't know that they was married, so, but the child shouldn't have to pay for that, you know?
Right. The child and his, like, relationship with his parent. Like,
yeah.
Like, even she got to have a relationship with the child.
Right.
Because you can't sit with a kid out. Like, everything got to be, like, even. Like, you can't sit with a dog. Like, you can't have them feel different in terms of joy.
Yeah. But anyways, what was the story you said about the bird poop?
This motherfucker died. I believe that's in, like, North or South Carolina. But the football player was a quarterback of Southern Georgia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe it was earlier this month, or well, not today, August, so it was earlier in July. He got pulled over for speed, which he didn't deny that he was speeding, you know? And then he got pulled over. Honestly, he didn't even get pulled over. There. Honestly, if you look at the dash cam video, it was a dark road. Black dude, and like it was a nice car. I think it was like a nice newer Charger. Like, it was a nice car. And the police was following him. And it did take him a while to pull over. So when he actually got pulled over, like, the cop even asked him, like, you know, what's going on? Like, you didn't even pull over when, like, it took you a while to pull over. Like, basically, the cop makes it like he was running. And he even said, like, he was like, no, I wasn't running. I was trying to get to where it was light. Like, he even said he called the lady, which means he called the police department, let them know, like, hey, I'm getting pulled over. I'm on such and such. I'm not running. I'm trying to get to where it's light. Like, it's more light to see what's going on and people around. Mm-hmm. Which I commend him for doing that. But he got a, so basically, of course, the cops pulled him out the car, searched him, you know, didn't find nothing on him. But the cop was like, you know, what's that on the hood of your car? Or whatever, you know, what's that on the hood of your car? He's like, man, it's bird poop. He's like, no, that tested positive for crack cocaine. He was like, no, man, that is bird doo-doo. He said, clearly that's bird doo-doo. He said, well, that's an awful lot of bird doo-doo on the hood of your car. He said, it came back, you know, we tested it, it came back, you know, pink or whatever. I guess that's the color that comes back pink, and it tested positive for bird poop. I mean, it tested positive for bird poop. I mean, it tested positive for cocaine. And he was like, no, that's bird poop. He was like, well, why is it smeared like that? He was like, dude, it's bird poop. He was like, I went to the gas station last night and tried to wipe it off with the little squeegee from the gas station, and it smeared. Like, he's like, I couldn't get it off, so I just... It just stayed on there. Like, I didn't wash my car. Like, and you shouldn't have to explain yourself. Yeah,
so my question is, one, why the fuck, even if it was cocaine, why the fuck would it be on the hood of the car?
This is the crazy part. The cop was like, you know, because he said, why would I have cocaine on the hood of my car? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And even the cop was smart. He was like, you know, I don't know what you into or what you into in your life or personal life, but that came back as cocaine. I don't know what you into or what you like, but that's what that came back up.
But then you watched a video that said a lot of things test positive for cocaine. Wasn't it like...
Man, it was crazy shit. It was like
dry air.
When they test certain things, they test positive. Like, you can literally use
It's not even certain things. It's just like at times certain stuff basically is not an accurate science with the field test for like drugs. Like, the field test is not, it shouldn't even be used. Honestly, like, the only most accurate test is when they
say loose teeth tested positive.
They said loose teeth tested positive.
Donuts,
glazed donut, like glazed donut, like say leftover residue from glazed donuts, like shit like that. Dry air, which was crazy to me. Like, dry air, how the fuck dry air tests back?
Wow, so they shouldn't even be using those if they ain't effective.
And then it said certain stuff, if it come in contact with the air, it can bring out as the pink or blue color. And it said like chalk and just weird shit. Like, I'm like, okay. And then the video I was watching said like a lot of the field test is basically to save money. They try to get people, like, because you, of course, the city, the county get, they profit off of motherfuckers that's in jail regardless. So the test, the field test that the cops use is like $2 or $3. So, of course, that's not accurate. Right. That's why they always send it to a lab after that. They always, no matter what it's always sent.
Why don't you just send it to the fucking lab?
That's what I'm saying. So you can arrest them. Because dude got arrested. He got arrested. He got arrested.
You can look this video up on, you can look this, it was on Instagram. You can look this probably up on YouTube.
He got arrested for, he was in jail for 2 days or something, a crime he didn't do. He did get suspended, but then when the charges was dropped and they found out it was really bird poop, nothing really happened to him. Because good thing it was like early in the summer, because he really didn't get in trouble. Like, because he could have missed his game, like the first game of the season. And then it was a small college, it was Georgia Southern, and they was playing against LSU. So it's like, I think it was LSU or UCLA, but those are two big-ass colleges, and like his exposure or even just experience was almost taken away off some bullshit.
Off a faulty ass test.
Exactly. And then the cop, like, honestly, the first time I seen it, they didn't show you the hood of the car. But now I've seen another video where they actually, like, the body cam on the cop showed the front of the car. That shit looked like bird poop.
Why would he even test that? It kind of seemed like he kind of knew that it was going to test that.
It looked like bird poop. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think the cop probably knew that it was going to test positive just so he got a reason to arrest him.
Well, that was wild, because like, it looked like bird poop. Like, it was all smeared up against the hood, and it looked like a bird shit on his hood, and he tried to wipe it off. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. So I don't know how. And then it's on the hood of the car. It ain't like it was inside of the car.
Right. Like, that's dumb.
Well, yeah, that was the dumbest shit I've heard of all week. Like, that
No. I think I might have heard something dumber.
Okay.
So, Walmart. I don't know if you heard, but Walmart are discontinuing video games. Violent video games. Off the shelves, because, as we know, there's been a lot of, like, mass shootings around the country.
Three last week?
Just last week. And so I guess they think taking violent video games off the shelves.
No, one of the things that the President of the United States said, it's not the guns. It's not the actual guns or, you know, people with mental health. It's video games. For these violent video games that kids are playing nowadays, just making them act the way they are or go shoot up, shoot stuff like that. And I'm like, this motherfucker really say that shit?
And people really believe him, too.
It's not the guns. It's not people with mental health issues. It's kids playing the violent video games nowadays. Because violent video games are the thing
kids act this way. To me, I feel like that mental health thing kind of is being thrown around loosely, too. Which, of course,
it's not even being thrown around. Usually, honestly, I think, because even if you go back, a lot of the mass shootings over the last couple of years have been people from actually military backgrounds that had issues that couldn't really get the help they needed.
Right.
But if you can't blame mental health, like, it's certain laws in place to ban people with mental health issues, or if you had this type of evaluation, or if you dealt with these certain doctors, you can't buy firearms. And this motherfucker is reversing those laws.
Wow.
So.
But that's what I meant. I feel like it's being thrown around loosely, because it's the reason that these people with mental health issues are able to buy these guns. Or, I mean, not even, the fact, it's not even about the mental health thing. I think the fact that people can literally go and buy guns with no, like, literally, we did this the other day. We went on Walmart.com and I put in the search bar rifle. And it, I was able to put in my cart a rifle to where I can go pick it up from the store. Like, it was that easy. But you want to sit up here and go and take away these video games. Like, that's just going to solve the problem. No. Get it to where people can't just go buy guns all willy-nilly. Like, you literally can walk into Walmart. Oh, let me pick me up a white tee. Oh, let me pick up a rotisserie chicken. Oh, let me get a gun. Like, it's that easy.
It's not even that. It's, this is the sad part about the situation. Is this one of the people that shot up, motherfucker, this motherfucker walked into Walmart with a gun strapped around his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And nobody probably thought nothing was wrong with that.
He walked in Walmart with a gun right around his shoulder. Now, take this back a few years ago, a guy went to Walmart unarmed, completely unarmed.
Don't say what it is, because I don't know the actual story. I know what story you're about to say, but I don't know what it actually was. Because I've seen one story where it said it was a BB gun. One story said it was a water gun. One story said it was like a toy gun. So
It was like a BB gun or like a real. Basically, this motherfucker went and bought. He was in Walmart with a gun and got shot. But he was unarmed when he got there. When he got there, he was buying this gun. It don't matter if it was a BB gun, water gun, nothing. It looked like a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So a motherfucker can walk in with a gun strapped around his around his back. But if somebody goes in there, picks up a gun off the shelf and then gets shot because he had a gun. Obviously, Walmart got an issue with guns.
Yeah.
Like, you need, like, if anybody can go buy a product and get killed because they think it's harmful, that shouldn't be on the shelf.
Guns shouldn't be on the shelf anyway. Like, it should be, like I said, you should have to have, you know, the license, and then, like you said.
But then, even though the license is bullshit, too.
Oh, they are.
Because, honestly, you gotta have so many hours or whatever, but that's bullshit, too.
Because anybody with mental health issues can do that.
Not even that. We live in Ohio. That's open carry state, right? Mm-hmm. Ohio, you have to have a license to carry a concealed weapon. I can go buy a gun right now, and as long as it's visible, I can carry that gun. Now, to have it concealed, you have to have a license for that.
Oh.
And then it's all in how the way you carry the actual clip or the bullets. Say, like, even if I had a concealed permit, if I had the weapon concealed, I can't have the clip inside the gun. Gotcha. I have to have the clip in either. The clip can be on me, but it have to be in, like, a button or a zipper pocket.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But if it's on my hip where it's visible, or if it's, like, somewhere where you can see it, the clip can be in the gun.
So this is where all these technicalities come in at, where people like going to jail for self-defense and stuff like that because of those gun laws where it's concealed or unconcealed and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just depends on what's going on.
Okay. Well.
It just honestly, and then with the United States, it depends on the state. Because you can go, I believe you can go to New York and you can't have a gun at all, like, it's just certain shit. It's like certain law. Like, the United States is based on state. Like, you can go to one, just like how you can go to fucking Colorado and smoke weed however you want to smoke out in public, blah, blah, blah. You go to fucking Arizona or Oklahoma right next to Colorado. You're going to jail. You got years if you got some weed on you.
Yeah.
like, the United States is fucked up because, like, you can live in California, Oregon, Colorado, one of those places, and motherfuckers purposely set outside the borders to try to catch people going in and out. And it's like, damn, like, you purposely go out your way to try to catch somebody breaking the law. But literally, if you cross this line, it's perfectly okay.
And I too want to say that just because we are not with these gun laws doesn't mean...
No, honestly, I don't think you should take guns away.
No.
Like, I think the right to bear arms, like, that's your right.
A lot of people think that. Like, that's what I was going to say. A lot of people feel like because we don't agree with the gun laws that we don't agree with the fact that people should be able to carry. I feel like they should because, like, you know, if you up in a Walmart and, like you said, somebody come up in there shooting, if somebody up in there had a gun, they could have shot him down. You know what I mean? But because a lot of people think that just because if you on the side of gun laws need to be changed to where, you know, we're trying to prevent all this mass shooting and all that stuff, people think that we just against guns, period.
No, and it's also the type of guns. Like, people say, well, we hunt with these guns. I'm sorry, if you have a gun to where you don't have to lift up the trigger and you shoot 150 bullets in less than 2 minutes, why do you need that?
Right.
Like, why do you need that? You don't, that's one trigger. Like, you don't even have to, you just hold the trigger down and it just unleash 150, 200 bullets in under a minute and a half.
And that's terrible.
Like, those type of guns shouldn't be, like, why are they here? And then even when hunting, like, how are you still, how can you hunt an animal? Like, there's nothing left over. Right. Like, yeah, it's rifles you can use to actually hunt, but not those type of assault rifles. Like, what are those? Why can't you get those?
Right. I just think it's kind of sad. Because people normally, they, like, even when I watched, maybe it was probably like maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I watched the State of the Union, and he was like really on that. Like, he kept saying, you know, they're trying to take away our gun laws, and, you know, he kept putting the gun laws with the immigrants. Like, he kept saying, they're trying to take away our gun laws, and immigrants are breaking into homes and killing people, and they want to leave you without a gun. Like, that, he was trying to, like, put all that together and make it, like people wrong for thinking what they think. But that was, like, 4 or 5 months ago, and just think how many mass shootings has been since then.
No, it's, think about it. It's only August 2019. Mm-hmm. It's been about 260.
I posted on an Instagram page, I thought it was two.
It's been about 230 something. Sure. Either way, it's a lot. It's been at least over 230 shootings just in the United States by itself.
And it's like no one cares. Like, that's not, like, no one cares about the bigger picture. Like, it's like it's not even safe out here.
Right. And then, like, the time that these motherfuckers, it's 3 mass shootings in a week. And that was a week. You know, it was at a festival. It was at a Walmart.
Festival. Well, places where they know a lot of people is going to be. Where people go. Like, somebody could have literally been up in there trying to buy, like, some fucking tissue.
That's what was going on. It was a festival, a music festival, right before school getting ready to start. What the fuck? A Walmart. People literally getting school shopping for the next week.
And then it was a hate crime, too. They say he was, like, targeting Mexican people.
Like, what the fuck? And then the one that happened in Dayton, that even make me even more fucking Dayton. It's like, what, three, four hours away from where I live at. Like, damn, that's right down the street. Like, what the fuck?
And normally, a lot of times when, like, stuff like this happen, it's somebody that copies it. Like, do you ever notice that?
But it don't seem like they was copycats. It just seemed like they...
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, it's normally, like, one thing happened, then, like, something happened next week, something happened. Like, it's like a domino effect where stuff start happening like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, you would think that when all that stuff happened with, it was like a few years back with the elementary school, where the guy walked in. What was it?
Yeah, motherfucker walked into an elementary school with a gun. But then, like, that was a domino Sandy effect. Hook. That was a domino effect because motherfuckers started going into high schools and middle schools.
Yeah,
and
shit. You would have thought that they would have might have fixed something then, but nothing happened.
I mean, just the type of way how the way the government going. I mean, at the end of I hate the comparison to this shit, but this shit is wild. Let this motherfucker win another election. Motherfuckers forgot Hitler was an elected official before this motherfucker took over Germany. Like, he wasn't running, but he was elected. He wasn't running the country, but he was elected. He was an elected official at the end of the day before this motherfucker took over the country.
And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets elected again. That's why people really, I think maybe, I would hope that this would bring out more people to vote.
It's not even that. It's not even the fact that more people to vote. These motherfuckers, it's...
Oh, yeah, because they cheated, didn't they?
It's not even that. Fuck Russian interference and all that shit. It's still the fact that it was a lot of women that voted for this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then it was a bigger group of minorities than what you think. Like, it was a lot of black and Mexican votes for this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm confused. Like, I'm not saying it was, like, huge, but it was more than what was expected.
Let me tell you what. At my old job, when I found out, and I know we're not supposed to be discussing this on the job, but, like, it ended up coming up, and almost everybody except one person that I was working with on that shift said that they was voting for Trump. It, like, literally changed my view on everybody. Like, it really made me feel like, I was like, ew, what the fuck? I thought I liked you. But once you find out something like that, it's like, I don't know about you. You know, after, like, it literally was like, it was probably 10 people on that shift. And everybody, except for one other person besides myself, was voting for Trump. Was saying, like, literally saying that they would vote for him.
But that's like, a lot of people vote for their own interests. So, despite whatever he said that was fucked up, if he said something that went for it towards your interest, motherfuckers would stand for that.
Yeah.
But then again, this nigga, he opened the door for it. Whatever.
Like, that's what I said. No, I feel like he opened the door for people to act that way, that they do.
It's not people to act the way they do. I agree with you on that. But for anybody to be president, like anybody to be president.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He just opened the door for anybody to do whatever.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would think, I mean, how long the United States has been a fucking country? Not even that. Just how long has the United States been a superpower? We've been a superpower after World War II. So you would think the criteria to run basically the strongest military, the richest fucking country in the world, you would have to have some type of criteria. No, you have to be 35 and born in the country. That's it. If you're 35 and born in the United States, you can be the president. That's the only criteria. Now, unfortunately, like, you... Honestly, now you have to be rich. You got to have the money. But obviously, he was rich. He had the money to run.
Yeah.
He had the money. So he was over 35, and he was born in the United States.
Well over 35.
So that's,
it's crazy. But yeah, he, like I said, I feel like he didn't want, he opened the door for people to feel like it's okay for them to do these things, and for, you know, KKK to feel like they got a place, and for people, like, how they were, even back to when they were chanting, send her back, like, people feel that that's okay.
That's stupid, because what?
Like we said, they were often, like,
3 out of 4 was born in the U.S.
New York.
3 out of 4 was born in the U.S. Like, so you're talking about sending her back. So you sent her back to Milwaukee. You would have sent her back to Jersey. You sent her back to the Bronx.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant to say. Like, people felt comfortable to say that. They fit. He's opening the door to make these you know, racist, bigoted, and people who...
He didn't open the door. These people was here. He doesn't.
I mean, they were there. It's giving them a voice, though. Which they already have one, but it's like, it's making them feel like, oh, well, shit. Our president feel that way, but I can say what the fuck I want. You know what I mean? So, Walmart, y'all dumb. Y'all might as well keep fucking Grand Theft Auto or whatever else y'all trying to take off the shelves, because that's not going to change nothing. You're not doing anything.
Right. The video. So you take the video game off your shelf, but the guns, I guarantee you more people
You're literally guns. Not doing anything. It's just a waste of fucking time.
Right. Cause I guarantee you more people buy guns than video games.
Like, that kills me. And it is like, they did it right after he said that.
Literally.
Like, that's, like he made sense. Like that made sense. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, well, I guess he's right. Let's take the video. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, I get it. Video games can be impressionable, but it's like, come on. Really? You think that somebody out here, like you said, they had, would you say they have veteran history? They were veterans. Like, most of the time, and that's fucked up because a lot of those veterans that's fucked up like that, they can't get the help they need because this country is trash. Veterans, they treat their veterans so bad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
And that's what it boils down to.
They're kind of somewhat getting on track, but that's too, like, now, like, the newer, I'm not talking about newer, like, younger.
Yeah.
That dealt with, like, it's still older people that can't
get shit. Can't get housing, that can't get the medical care that they need.
Now, honestly, if you fought for this country at any period of time, you should never have to worry about shit.
Anything. But they do. It's homeless veterans all over. I think that's what it boils down to. I mean, not saying that's all the problems. That's all the gun problems, because it's not. But I mean, that's all that's causing the gun problems, because it's not. But I feel like, honestly, if they got the help that they needed, you know, if America actually took in consideration their veterans, I think it would be a lot.
It'd be a lot more help.
A help.
Because just like a lot of the people that was talking shit about kneeling is disrespecting the flag and blah, blah, blah. How many fucking veterans have you fed? You know, how many veterans have you gave money to?
It's always the same people, too. It's always the same people.
And it's like, it's disappointing. Like, it's real sad. Like, how you got motherfuckers actually fought for this country that can't get respect, or not even respect, you just can't get the simple help that you need. Like, you can't get help.
You can't get housing.
Not even housing. It's like, you come back and you can't even get simple help to fucking just get back in the right mindset. Like,
I mean, housing and mental health. Because a lot of them deal with the PTSD, and that's serious. Like, that can literally... I had an uncle that was... Listen, I don't know what. I just know he did not like people standing behind him. Like, that was the thing. He would cuss anybody out, like a little kid. Now, let's say London was standing. He was in a wheelchair. He didn't have no legs. Let's say London was standing behind him. She's 6. He'd be like, get your fucking ass from behind me. I don't like nobody standing fucking behind me. Like, he'd be cussing everybody out. But I feel like that was like, because he never got the help that he need. Like, that should be serious. We be having serious problems.
Exactly. And, like, I don't know. This is a little deep. It went deep. But people saying, like, PTSD, I'm not saying it's not important, or it can, other people than veterans got PTSD. Just being, like, honestly, being a black person, basically being a black man in America, you got PTSD, period. Because there's certain shit that we see, that we go through, that's not normal. But growing up, we taught, like, that's just what happened. That's what you got to deal with. Like, you're going to deal with people close to you dying all the time. And I guess a lot of people I know that I went to school with, that's not, I'm 31, that's not here now. Mm-hmm.
that they was killed, either shot, stabbed, or something. Like, I've known a lot of people that I went to school with and I knew that's been shot in the head, stabbed to death for bullshit. Or it's like, I shouldn't be nervous as fuck every time I pass a fucking police officer. Mm-hmm. That's me in a car or walking past, like, you fucking tripping. Like, I'm sitting here.
And I see if I pass a police car is behind me. Like, I'm making sure I got my seatbelt on. Okay, is my music right? Am I driving perfect? I'm not speeding. It's like, what the fuck? And then when you get actually pulled over, like, that's a whole different level of stress. Like, I got pulled over with my kids in the car, and it's like, okay, like, roll the windows down so they can't, so they can see you got kids in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure your music is not loud. Everybody got their seatbelt on. Everybody set back. You know, don't be confrontational. You know, try to be polite. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, that's the first thing you think of. It's like, I'm getting pulled over. It's dark time. My windows is kind of tinted. You know, I gotta, basically, you worried about being that's safe. Should be worried yeah. About, yeah. And this is wild.
Yeah. But, I mean, just to wrap it all up, Walmart is not going to do anything. Video games are not going to change anything. That's just period.
Right. Make it easier. Make it harder to, like, actually purchase
honestly, a gun. Like, honestly, you used to play Grand Theft Auto as a child, I'm sure, because I used to play it. You don't feel like you would ever go shoot it. Honestly, I don't even remember how to play it. Like, you wouldn't think back and be like, oh, I used to play Grand Theft Auto. I want to go shoot up a store.
No.
Never. Or any other shooting game.
Honestly, my thing was, I forgot what Grand Theft Auto was.
Shit, the Wii we got a fucking game on the Wii that the kids, well, they don't play, but I play it a lot, where the hunting game with the birds is like a Wii, it's like one of those games, one of the little basic Wii games where you, it's not the bowl, not the Wii Sports, it's like Wii something, but it's like you literally, it's a target, and then it's birds fly up, you gotta shoot the birds down, and then next thing after that, you shoot some cans.
Okay.
Like that, you know what I'm talking about? So y'all gonna take that off the shelf and think that's gonna solve something?
Yeah, like, even with Grand Theft Auto, like, my thing was, like, I got PS4, so I got the newest one on that one. But I remember when I was a kid, I had the PS3. I forgot what last Grand Theft Auto was. What was it? I don't even know what it was. But my funniest thing on that, it was just an inside joke for people I was with. It was just, I would always steal a bus, right? And then it was this code where you could have girls follow you. So if you got on the bus, all the girls would follow you on the bus. So the joke was, you know, I had a busload full of hoes following me. It was funny, but it's like, that was the funniest thing on the game, instead of like, yeah, I had fun chasing the cops and shooting people, but that was like...
I think with that game, it was more so about, can't you rape girls in that game or something like that? Or couldn't you do that?
No.
No. I thought it was something where you can, like, or maybe it was like fucking the girls or something on the game. It was like something
it was,
like that.
I think it was San Andreas, because Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was like.
Okay, then maybe that's what it was.
That motherfucker was like, that was, they need to make another Grand Theft Auto like that, because that really made you, like, you had to keep your person in shape, or you can make them get fat. And, like, you had to really, like.
Kind of like The Sims.
Yeah, that was, but then you actually played the game.
But you can fuck on that one, right?
I think you could, yeah.
Okay, so I think that was like a bigger stigma on the games than the shooting was. But, Walmart, kind of gone.
Right, because like, what video games are you going
to
sell?
That's what I was about to say. What, first of all, I don't know about video games, but what are you going to take off the shelves?
Like, the fun, like...
Because I think, what's the one that everybody play now?
Call of Duty.
You got Call of Duty. Okay, what about the other one?
Mortal Kombat.
The real popular one.
No, that's Fortnite, but you could download that. You ain't got to buy that from the store. That's a free game. You can download
it. Oh, okay.
You can download it just on your PS4 or Xbox. And then the thing that costs on that is, like, shit that's involved inside the game. So basically, like, y'all about to lose big revenue for nothing.
It's Walmart. They ain't gonna lose. They don't give a fuck. But we know who they voted for.
Obviously.
Anyways, I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Well, No Filter, thepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get in our conversation, No Filter Pod on Instagram. So let us know, because we'd like to hear feedback. If you got the Anchor app, you can call in and leave a message and I can play it on the show. So if you, even if you don't want to, get the Anchor app just so you can chime in on conversations where you don't have to type or leave a message. You could just leave a message. I mean, type or type a message. You could just leave a message and talk. Sorry, I've been drinking. Get the Anchor app. So, yes, thanks for listening, and yeah, let's go ahead and move on.
Let's get, we're going to get freaky after
that. Antoine, it's still going. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.